Chapter 5. Mankind makes a breakthrough.
Verse 1. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved.
The shell that has confined us to matter has melted. The radiance of soul is now. The milk of the word has brought us to a higher place. We are exalted. Friends, drink in this magnificent view with us. Thank you, my beloved womanhood.
The woman again searches for man. 2. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night.
Even in my sleep, I try to stay alert to your presence, knocking on the door of my thought, for you call me by my perfect name. Christ knocks importunately, for he cannot wait to share the good news.
3. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them?
But for the slightest moment, I am tempted to stay in my cozy mental bed, comfortably asleep, finished for the day.
4. My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels are moved for him.
But when your mental touch shook me, I awoke.
5. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh, upon the handles of the lock.
I got up and remembered who I really am, spiritual being as pure radiance.
6. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer.
I am now open to whatever the Christ message is, but I am too late. The inspiration has fled. I fall back into brain waves, yearning for his presence, but being back in matter, there is no solution or answer. Hesitation, however justified, always leads to disaster.
7. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me.
I go out again and search more earnestly to see if I can find him among the best of men. And this time I am persecuted. Seeing the advance of soul, the earthbound are terrified. They will do anything to keep me in the black shell of material sense.
8. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love.
I command all the watchers, sentinels of truth, that if they find him, they are to tell my master that I am sorry. I am sick of the love of this world. Help me recover my spiritual sense.
The watchers respond with a question. 9. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost so charge us? Is this an exceptional woman, the fairest of them all? Is womanhood exemplified? Who would charge us to bring God back to her? Tell us, what does man look like? The woman describes man for the watchers. 10. My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. My idea of man exemplifies purity of the highest order, a dominion man who stands above alternatives. 11. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His face shines resplendent as luminous gold, fitly framed, like the sun against the night sky. 12. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His eyes discern the perfection of all science, flowing through the center and circumference of being. Eyes with a look that is baby soft, beautiful, and focused on eternity. 13. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His cheeks glow with the smile of God, with the scent of sweet flowers. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore his lips, presentation of the word, exceed Solomon's glory. 14. His hands are as gold rings set with beryl, his belly as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His hands are wedded to his words by many wonderful works. His belly is a breastplate of righteousness, glowing white with precious stones, facets of his understanding. 15. His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His legs stand firm as pillars in the temple, each one a proven testimony linked to God, who is the strength of his love. This is real integrity, a temple like a perfect forest, where all the trees have one identical presence, I am countenance. 16. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. The words of his mouth are most sweet. Yes, he is altogether lovely. This is what my beloved looks like, and this is my friend, godlikeness. O watchers, sentinels of truth, and daughters of Jerusalem.